All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, loves to bring you live music in studio. We've got a band that we're introducing to you today. They're called Straight White Teeth. They've got a show tonight at the Bootleg, which we'll talk all about. They're going to play us a couple singles, one of which just came out a few weeks back. They're going to start with the single Lifetime, which has indeed been getting some radio play and some acclaim. So we're going to hear live from Patrick and Paige of Straight White Teeth first, and then come back and chat with them both. So whenever you guys are ready, please take it away.
Now and he cannot see you. For a life
right, you guys. All right. Straight White Teeth live in studio on KX93.5. That's Patrick and Paige. And we're going to chat more now with them and learn about the group. So welcome to our KX93.5 studio, you guys. Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
What's up?
First of all, I think you like just arrived in this state, right? Like you came straight here, basically.
Yes.
We drove from Taos, New Mexico, which is where I currently live and where Paige does not live. It's very complicated.
Yeah.
And we drove to Barstow. And
great
we
place, Barstow.
Oh, it's very quaint. Yeah. And, you know, just a little oasis out there in the desert.
So you came straight here. You got a show tonight. And then what? What happens after the bootleg show tonight?
So we play tonight. And then tomorrow we have San Luis Obispo. Really excited. There's like a donut shop.
Yeah, we're playing in a donut shop, and I'm really hoping we get free donuts. Yeah. That's the dream.
It's the important thing.
So yeah.
Absolutely.
I've played in bands longer than you, Paige, but I've still never played in a donut shop, so this is just rounding
it's a first
up.
For everybody.
How does that gig, where does that come from?
It was on like a DIY like tour thing.
Okay.
And people were like, this is a good spot in San Luis Obispo. Yeah.
Dang.
And we hit them up and he was like, we're a fan. And we were like, sweet.
Yeah. Do you play in the morning or at night?
No, it's like a donut shop in the day and at nighttime it's like a venue.
I don't want to go to the bootleg show anymore.
Yeah.
You
I want to go
come
to that
with us
one.
To San Luis Obispo.
You know, there's also a bubblegum wall in SLO. That it's all people's used bubble gums down this long alleyway.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting
I'm here
place.
For that.
For sure.
That's crazy.
You could play there afterward.
Yeah. Perfect.
Well, I think it's way cool that you guys are on the West Coast for the first time playing some shows together. At least you, Paige, you've never been here at all.
I've never been west of the Mississippi until this month.
Is that by choice?
I'm just a very Midwestern person, I think. And so I grew up there and then have been living on the East Coast, which is where I met Patrick in Philadelphia. He was actually my piano teacher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So he taught me some music theory, and I would write some songs and send them to him. And he was like, oh, you got a cool voice. Will you sing on the song Lifetime with me?
Yeah.
And then it got picked up by KCRW.
Right.
And yeah.
So this is kind of complex. You live in New Mexico. She lives in Philadelphia. You guys met while you were over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he left me.
Right. And now, but are you still making music together?
We are, yeah. Postal Service vibes.
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, I was going to compare you a little bit to the band, the Postal Service, by the way.
We'll take it fully.
A little bit of that. And also, have you heard the Polyphonic Spree?
Oh, I love them. Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell a little bit of that that influence in there. 25 less people or so in your band than theirs.
That's what reverb is for.
Exactly.
You imitate that feeling.
So how does that work? You guys just send each other stuff and you're like, hey, try this, and you mix it together?
Yeah, I think like Paige sang in some like a cappella choral groups, right? When
you
were younger.
I used to sing all the time.
She didn't tell me that when we did music lessons. And then like I was just like,
so she never sang. She just played piano.
Yeah.
You had no idea.
Well, and then I was like, you know, I think she like kind of wants to get into music. So I sent her.
By that he means. He's kind of a pushy piano teacher. He was like, so you just want to learn piano. Maybe we can teach you some theory. Maybe you can write some songs.
He's one of those, huh?
Yeah.
The gateway drug.
Yeah. You know,
first one's for free. But yeah, I mean, like, I just gave her Lifetime and was just totally like blown away by like her contribution, like with the harmonies and stuff. And I think too, our voices are very imperfect. So when they're put together, it's like this weird layer of like, I don't know, it works.
Yeah,
you know?
It's good. It's
throw some reverb on it.
But he just good. Like, he writes these amazing songs and then he sends them to me.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just like write some harmonies around them and then send them back to him. And he like tells me what he thinks. And then I hop in a studio in Philly and send him some files. So
is this the first time you guys have toured together then?
Yeah. The first time we've ever played together.
Yeah, the first show was in Taos.
Yeah.
So just last night, two nights ago.
We've actually been in New Mexico learning the entire set together. This is like the first time we've ever played together.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so we've been doing music all week. It's
and
been
I should
such
say,
a dream.
To make it even more complicated, Ella, who is my girlfriend and the band's like, you know, the honorary like third member, like she's doing all the art and stuff. She created this like super complex like projection mapping thing to go along with our set too.
Yeah, her
so
art's
this whole
amazing.
Week,
wow.
This whole week was just like extremely rewarding and cool, but like we were just like
so difficult
all night.
Well, started from scratch with not only audio but visual components
totally.
To your show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Pretty complicated.
I like to make it difficult because I hate myself. So that's like
the only way to deal with self-loathing.
Exactly.
Make everything too
make
complicated.
Things hard for everyone.
Well, I think that's pretty awesome. And how is everybody getting along? Given that you know, you're touring and living together and hanging out. And
I feel like tour child. Like I sit in the back seat. I feel like the equivalent of like a truck driver's cat, you know, just like sitting, chilling, enjoying the vistas.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Yeah, I think like
this is the most time we've ever spent together.
Right.
Totally. Yeah. I think remarkably good.
Yeah.
Like
we like each other. Genuinely. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
If we didn't, this would have fizzled out.
This would have fizzled out. Yeah. Already.
Right. You'd be like, you know what? Let's cancel it. Everything.
Yeah.
No donuts. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. Well, you are, Paige, an NPR reporter.
I think it's pretty cool. Yeah,
I
will be working at WOSU News in Columbus, Ohio.
Maybe you'll get some listeners.
Yeah.
From cannibalizing off of ours.
Yeah.
Is everybody pretty supportive in the radio reporting world of your music career?
Everybody in NPR has a band.
Really?
So true. Yeah. Like Ari Shapiro is actually on tour with a band right now. He's like the national NPR guy. And yeah, everyone's in a band. This is like a very common thing.
I see.
So yeah, I'm a cliche.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
You're just a basic NPR.
Just a parody of myself.
I got it.
Truly. Yeah.
Well, awesome. So the show tonight at the Bootleg, let's talk about that. What time you go on, who's playing with you, some of the details.
Yeah, we're headlining, so we go on at 11, and
doors are at 8:30.
Doors are at 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
8:30, and then L. Bell opens. He's really good. And Foliage, it's actually we found out about him because he's our related artist on Spotify.
Yeah.
Oh. And he's awesome. I think he's like 19 or something, and he's just
boy wonder.
He's blowing up. He's
cool.
Doing great.
Yeah. L. Bell has actually been in here as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
He is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Rad. And then where do you want people to go to find your music? I know you just released, we don't want to call it an EP or an album, but it's like a collection of singles.
Yeah.
And all that's digitally, I assume.
Again, the whole like being tedious and complicated thing. We got to be a little.
You're not just
going
to make a record. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't define us. So yeah, it's like kind of a playlist thing, like just singles that we essentially release one song at a time. Started in April, and we're on our, I think, fourth one.
Yeah.
We've got a few more to go.
Cool. Mm-hmm. You're not the only ones to do that. People are doing that.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's you can do it these days because of the way music is released. You don't have to package it all together, and it might make more things get more noticed if they're released by themselves.
Exactly.
You know? So it's cool.
We're all on Spotify, though. You can find all our stuff on there. And we also have an Instagram.
Yeah.
Excellent.
By that, I mean, I convinced Pat to let us get it.
Oh, really? He didn't have one up to that point.
We were not on social media at all.
Huh? Yeah. Which, like, people are like, hey, we really want to book you for these shows, but, like, you can't not be on social media. And I was like, yes, we can not be on social media. And they're like, okay, we'll do this. And then Paige was like, you really need to get on
shooting
social
shooting yourself
media.
In the foot.
Well, you're a true artist, you know? It doesn't sound like you're in it to be a business person. You're in it to be a musician.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's such a... I mean, I write about music, too, for, like, my other job or whatever. But, like, it's so complicated because, like, it's just... You have to, like, you can't just be a musician. And even if you're like, oh, I love music and all I want to do is make music, like, that's cool. But, like, you will be in your bedroom making music forever.
Right.
Like,
right.
And it's like you have to somewhat branch out and do things you don't want to do, whether that's writing a press release or just talking to people or being social. Like, you have to do things that are
Or a radio interview at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon.
Exactly.
Yeah. We, for the record, like being right. we're good with this part of it. No, I just mean, you know, just like the Instagram culture of just like, you know, hey, like just.
Hey, we're good looking. We're in a band.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of
they have to know you're good looking. It's the only way you can make it.
We're fine looking. We're like our voices.
High sevens, at least.
Yeah. I think we're California sixes.
It's true. It's pretty beautiful out here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'd love to hear you guys play another song live. Straight White Teeth. We've got Paige and Patrick in studio. The next one they're going to do is the latest single that just came out, which, again, you can find digitally anywhere. It just came out at the end of June. It's called Empty Houses, and we're going to hear their in studio version here in a moment.
The light is falling with the waves like a grudge to bear. It lingers for a and when you hold it, if you break, even though you're not, for you are not. Love is a weapon here in the hands of thieves. courtyard. What is there up to do but climb the coast with credit cards and sleep in empty houses? I got a feeling death is real, but I can't believe that everything just ends. But I take comfort in the thought that one day will stop. Cycling through the age. What do you love?
Yeah, you guys. Awesome. So good. Straight White Teeth live in studio on KX93.5. Again, tonight at the Bootleg here in Orange County. You can catch them live, or you can go to the donut shop in San Luis Obispo, which might be a better option if you're up that way. You guys really make me feel like it's 2007. I mean that in a really good way. Like it's mid-2000s
indie to me.
What was
going on in 2007?
You know, like Death Cab and Postal Service and the Shins and like, you know, it was like, to me, like that, you're very much that vibe, which I think is gone from music and like needs to come back.
Thank you.
So I like it very much.
Thank you.
I like that era. It was just like Obama was like coming up and I was just like, oh, come on. And then he did it. And then everything got horrible. Sorry, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, well, anyway. sorry for our listeners on the other side of the fence that Patrick went that way. Okay. Anything else you guys want to throw in regarding the band or the show or anything else coming up? Want to make sure we touch on?
No,
I think we're good.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much for making us your first stop in the great state of California. And we hope you have a great couple gigs. And good luck as you guys continue to make music in separate parts of the country. We can't wait to see what comes next for you guys.
Thanks
All right,
so much.
Straight White Teeth live on KX93.5. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.